Today is Thursday, the 11th of April, in the second week of Eastertide. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing, "This is the time, Most Holy Spirit, when you, one with the Father and the Son, come to shed your light in the hearts of your faithful." Pause for a moment and become aware of the Holy Spirit, present here, come to give life and light. Pause for a moment and welcome that light into your life. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
When they had brought them, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, so that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things. And so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them.
Today's passage shows a direct confrontation between the high priest, who is the highest religious authority in the Jewish faith, and the apostles. What strikes you first in this clash of beliefs? Can you see why it is that the high priest might want to stop the apostles from teaching in the name of Jesus? Peter's response to the high priest is one of the earliest examples of the way that the apostles understood Jesus' life and ministry. Notice how they explain this as the passage is read again.
When they had brought them, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, so that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them.
The apostles claim that they and the Holy Spirit are witnesses to all that Jesus has done, and all that the risen Christ continues to do. As this time of prayer draws to a close, speak to God, Father, Son, and Spirit, about your own call to witness in this way. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.